everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Will moderate gains continue to hold in lean hog futures today despite the pullback from sharp triple-digit gains earlier in the session? Cattle markets were under pressure as feeder cattle futures pulled live cattle trade lower in limited volume, while corn markets were lower today in live trade. The Dow Jones 36 points lower, NASDAQ up 12 points. In live cattle today, light to moderate pressure developed here on Wednesday as traders entered the new year with a weaker tone that started to erode some recent market strength seen during the holidays. Nearby live cattle futures, though, posting 30 to 50 cent losses, driven specifically by sharp triple-digit losses in feeder cattle markets. The concern that follow-through support will develop in feed markets is limiting early January buyer support and could leave markets unsupported over the near future. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses in feeder cattle have quickly expanded throughout the day, this pushing prices $1 to $2 per hundredweight lower in nearby contracts as traders focused on the renewed support in grain markets. Firming soybean and corn prices, though, has helped to spark some increased buyer activity into grain trade, adding production costs to the cattle market. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was mixed today after trading 2 cents higher, with trade finding light buying to start out the year, which has paused for now. Soybean trade 10 to 12 cents higher, with trade optimism and Brazilian weather supporting the market. Meal was $1.50 to $2.50 higher, and oil 35 to 45 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 5 to 6 cents higher today, with trade still working to build a crossover on the charts. The dollar is carving out more of a range as well, with the strength of today pulling us off of the lower end of the range. North American winter wheat, though, should have some snow cover on the western plains, protecting late emerging wheat with the late week warm-up likely to remove cover, while Russia has continued to export aggressively as domestic prices rise. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.